Welcome to the Type 1 Unscripted Podcast. My name is Sean, and we are pulling back the curtain on the true experiences of life with Type 1 diabetes. Together, we will explore the highs and lows of living with Type 1, sharing stories of inspiration and triumph, educating and learning, and most importantly, fostering our amazing Type 1 community. Now, as a reminder, anything you hear on the Type 1 Unscripted Podcast or any episode should not be taken as medical advice. So before making any changes to your diet, insulin, or healthcare plan, please consult with your physician or medical professional. Welcome to our very first episode of Type 1 Unscripted. Man, I am so excited that we are here together and on this journey. If you'd have told me 2 months ago, I'd be sitting right here, right now, recording this episode, I probably would have said, you're a little bit crazy. And the reason is, I have done some podcasts in the past, and you know, they're a lot of work. They take a lot of time and energy and planning, and I wasn't for sure I wanted to go down that road again. And to be honest, doing another podcast was never in the forefront of my mind. And how we got here is a little bit of a crazy story, but 2 months ago, literally just 2 months ago, I was traveling back from a work trip, and I was in the airport and killing time on TikTok as I normally love to do, and I came across an account of a type 1 diabetic. Now, I'm going to be sharing some of these accounts here in another episode of some of my favorite people to follow and why I like to follow them, so stay tuned for that. But this particular person, I just noticed that, oh, she's a type 1 diabetic. That's cool. And then I went to her account, and I saw videos not just of fun stuff, but like education and inspiration, and there was content for non-diabetics as well as diabetics. I'm like, well, that's a really cool way to use social media and your platform. And you know how the TikTok algorithm works, right? You looked at so many videos of a certain topic or niche, and next thing you know, they're all over your feed. And I just was blown away by how big not only the diabetic community was on TikTok, but the type 1 diabetic community on TikTok. And it was just so inspiring, actually. Like, I'm not a big comment reader, but I started reading the comments, and like, everybody was just so supportive of, you know, hey, I'm here for you. I'll talk if you need to talk. Let me know what you need. And these people don't know these other people from Adam, right? Like, nobody's ever met each other a day in their life. And it's because they know what they're going through on a deep level, and they just wanted to be here for each other. And I thought that was just the coolest thing. And that inspired me. So whenever I got home from this trip, my wheels started turning, and I'm like, maybe, I don't know. Like, maybe I should jump on this TikTok train. Let's see what it's about. And let's see what's going on here. And do I want to do this? I don't know. Because there was the fear of being vulnerable in front of literally millions and billions of people. Not saying that my stuff is going to be seen by that many people, but like, you never know, right? Like, I just didn't want to chance being vulnerable like that. And, you know, people could think, oh, well, that was dumb. Why did you say that? Or whatever. Like, you just don't know what you're going to get yourself into. But I ripped the Band-Aid off and decided to make my very first video. It was nothing fancy. It was just a background audio of something about like being confused and me looking puzzled. I mean, I think there was text on the screen about, I just got done working out, but I'm about to eat spaghetti and this and that, this and that, and about trying to calculate a bolus. And then that led to me making another video and another video and another video. And the support started just kind of pouring in. And it was really cool. I just started eventually doing these TikTok lives, and that kind of led to people asking me about a podcast. I'm like, well, I don't have a podcast. And a lot of people kept pushing me to consider it. And here we are. One of the biggest reasons why I do the TikToks and now the podcast is because for me, it's a coping mechanism. It's my way of dealing with living with a chronic illness, and it's helped me to be able to just get stuff out of my system, if you will. But the other part was, when I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, I quickly realized the lack of awareness and education that surrounded diabetes as a whole. And yeah, when I was diagnosed, they set you up with a diabetic educator and a trainer, and you have these education classes and all that stuff, and it's great. It's fantastic. Don't get me wrong. If you work in the medical professional field and that's part of your job, I'm not yanking that chain at all. But I think there could be a lot more of it. Sometimes you'll get set up with these quick one-hour appointments and you're out. And you may not think of all the questions. Then you got to communicate over MyChart or some type of messaging system or a phone call or get a phone call back. And it can be very troublesome when you need an answer right away. You know, TikTok nowadays is a search engine. And it's become a great place for me to learn about being a diabetic. And I thought, if anything, I want to be a voice in that community somehow, some way. I want to give back. Anything that I'm learning and the knowledge that I'm acquiring, I want to be able to share that with others in hopes that it will help at least one person out there somewhere. And so that's why we are here at the end of the day, is to not only to inspire and educate and learn together, but one of the biggest things I'm looking forward to is growing this amazing Type 1 community. Someone once told me, welcome to the community that you didn't ask for, that you probably didn't expect, but you will be so grateful and thankful that you have. And boy, were they right. This community is just so amazing, and people are so supportive, and they build each other up. They don't tear each other down. And at the end of the day, that's what this world needs more of. And I don't know what it is about being diagnosed with a chronic illness, but it changes your perspective on life. You're more aware of not only your physical health and mental health, but I think it just gives you a new sense of what to appreciate in this world and how to love others and respect others. And so I'm very grateful for that. So you might be asking yourself, what can I expect on Type 1 Unscripted? Like, what kind of content? What am I going to be listening to? And I don't think I have a perfect answer to that question, but what I can tell you is this. I plan on having on the show people from all walks of life. You might find an episode where you're listening to someone talk who just discovered they have type 1 diabetes and they're an adult. Maybe they were misdiagnosed. You might be listening to an episode and you hear someone who has been dealing with type 1 for 20 plus years. Or maybe it's a mother or a father who has a child who has type 1 diabetes. I've also lined up some people in the medical professional outlet as well, including endocrinologists, diabetic educators, dietitians, and we are going to really uncover some really amazing topics. Before we end this very first episode, I want to invite you to do a couple of things. First of all, that is to go over to TikTok or Instagram, give me a follow at SeanT1D, that's S-H-A-W-N, I do spell it the right way, and give me a follow, shoot me a message, because I would love to connect with you and hear your story. Also, if you have not done so already, join a support group. We do got one that is available. You can find the link in my bio as well on TikTok and Instagram. And it is on the Discord app, which is something you can download to your phone or your Mac or your PC. We've got some incredible topics going on in there with some incredible people. It's growing like crazy. I'm super excited about it. So please come over and consider joining our support group as well. Before I sign off, I do want to remind you of this. Managing type 1 diabetes is hard. There are good days and there are bad days. Simply put, our brains were not designed to think like a pancreas. That is something that we are having to learn how to do every day. And the fact that you wake up and you do it and you strive and you work hard proves that you are a fighter and you indeed are a very special person. I love you guys. And I will see you on the next episode.